Tell to all my friends that all of my issues, it's a me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia! You guys, you're number one. Woohoo! Are you number one? Ho ho! Wait a second, bro. Here we go. Woohoo!
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode 19, we talk about Rogue One, a Star Wars story, and we also talk about Westworld. But before we get into that, let's talk about Geek Fuel. If you're anything like us, and let's face it, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. You enjoy geeky things, and one of the best ways to get your monthly geek on is to subscribe to Geek Fuel. Geek Fuel will send you a box monthly filled with comic book, gaming, sci-fi, and pop culture related material. Right now, if you go to our website, allmyissues.com, and click the Geek Fuel link, you can save $3 off of your Geek Fuel subscription. All right, let's get started. Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. I'm Rick.
I'm Chris.
All right. And today, we're going to talk about Rogue One, Star Wars story, and Westworld. So, yay! But first, maybe we'll just talk a little bit about one of the bigger names that we missed and we hadn't gotten a chance to eulogize. That's a word, right? That's the right word.
That is,
right?
Okay, yes.
Eulogized. And that's Carrie Fisher. I think she's near and dear to all of our hearts here at All of My Issues. And that's a big one. That was a hard one to lose, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, we'll miss you, Princess.
Probably my first crush.
Yeah, definitely my first crush. Yeah. Kind of.
First?
Yeah.
First or second, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's between her and Leah Thompson, so.
Not a bad choice.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You will be missed.
She will.
My first female action figure.
That was definitely my. And it was the first one I felt comfortable getting.
Yeah, I did not. Yeah. You know, when I first got them, I did not feel comfortable getting them. Getting her. Of the first 12 Star Wars figures, I had 11.
Yeah.
Of them. My mom was like, you're going to want this someday. Just buy it. You need it to play with the set anyway. But I hadn't seen Star Wars yet at that point. I had the figures before.
I gotcha.
And then after that, I bought many Leia action figures. Well, I didn't buy them. People bought them for me, but I was 5, so. But very sad to see her go.
It seemed sudden.
Sudden, and wonder what this holds for the Star Wars universe.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about seeing if, like, they would do, like, CGI representations of her in the upcoming movies or not.
I kind of hope they don't.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
I thought I heard that her parts of the movies were done.
Her parts of 8 were done.
Yeah, parts of 8 were done.
But we don't know if she's making it out of 8 into 9,
like
Princess Leia, or for all we know, there might have been an intended cliffhanger involving her of some sort, and so who knows?
Yeah.
So. Well, I guess maybe since we're talking about CGI versions of people, maybe we'll go right into Rogue One.
All right.
So what did you guys think about Rogue One?
I absolutely loved it. I small squabbles here and there, but nothing major. It was just a nice, big, fun movie.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Sorry, Sam. I didn't mean to cut you off. And by the way, Sam is joining us from his Bat Cave. So
yeah,
if he sounds a little different. Yeah. The I really enjoyed it, too. The thing that just, like, I guess has gotten me curious just to know what footage they cut out or added to the movie after the fact. Like, what was the movie we didn't get to see? How much of it had changed, if any, really? I mean, I'm assuming the ending, the conclusion had to be somewhat similar to what it is, you know.
Stuff in the trailers that weren't in the movie still had the same setting, so.
Yeah, exactly. And we you know, we're all assuming that the main plot line had to be about the Death Star plans.
Right? Yeah.
So.
Yes.
And them getting them and, you know.
Possibly a new favorite droid of mine. K2SO is by Alan Tudyk is fantastic.
Yeah, it was, and oddly enough, it was harder for me to see him die than some of the humans.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite characters in it were K2SO and probably Chirrut Imwe. Donnie Yen's character.
The blind.
I am one of the Force, and the Force is
with me. What was he? The blind Jedi Temple Guard, right?
Jedi Temple Monk of some sort.
Yeah, I thought his character was really cool too, and it's that's what I thought. And Chris and I had spoken a little bit already before we started recording about the characters and how we're like, all those characters from this movie were just so much better than all the new characters that were
in the prequels.
Yeah.
What do you know, Annie?
Hey. And, you know, this is the thing, too. Just leading up to seeing this movie, I rewatched the prequels with my son to kind of prepare my son to go see this movie. Because I figured, well, these are kind of lead into this. He saw the other ones before we saw Force Awakens. Because I figured those are the only ones that matter for Force Awakens. But these ones, I figured, they might play in a little bit. And man, was it so hard to rewatch episode one. It was, whew.
I tell you that,
yeah.
The thing that makes rewatching episode one doable for me is the Darth Jar Jar theory.
Yeah, yes.
It makes episode one so much more enjoyable when you think that's
what it could have
been. That the initial plan was to have Jar Jar be a Sith Lord.
And I really wish they did that. Just like retconned that whole thing and just made that a thing.
Yeah.
Come on, Disney, work on that.
Yeah. I really kind of hope Snoke is Jar Jar.
Man. I mean, you know, you lose the ears and maybe
his eyes come down or whatever, but the Emperor got horribly disfigured by giving into his dark side.
Right.
Maybe Jar Jar did too.
That's what happens with Jar Jar. Oh.
Or that's the true parentage of Rey.
I can
ruin Star Wars in no time.
In ways that Lucas even couldn't imagine.
Yeah. I'll give you a special edition.
Worst episode ever.
Apparently you can see a Gungan in Rogue One.
Can you really?
In the background. It was one of the Easter eggs that I saw was a out of focus Gungan walking back in the background.
Really?
Possibly Jar Jar.
Wow. Was it maybe that right before the Death Star first fired, maybe?
It was...
I think I did see that.
It was in the background at the temple on Yavin 4. Sorry, we've got chaos going on over here. Sorry. There's a lot of little things. Chopper from Star Wars Rebels was in the background there, apparently.
What? Really?
And they also made a call for, I forget the name, but it was General whatever, and it was supposed to be Hera from Rebels.
Huh.
That they called out, who was a general by the time that this movie took place.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And just speaking for Rebels, I guess maybe segue this real quick. Have you guys seen the trailer for the new season? I guess not the new season.
I'm so far behind. I did not. I just saw that Obi-Wan was in it.
Oh yeah! Oh, it looks so good though. Looks so good. I'm a little behind on it too, but I didn't know they were going to go that route and have Obi-Wan in it. And I'm like, oh man, looks good. Because
Rebels is pretty good.
Really good. Yeah, I was surprised.
But like I said, I'm really far behind. I haven't even gotten to Darth Maul yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I don't think I have either.
No, but I think I got to where they're friends with the three clones that didn't turn.
That's about how far I got a little bit farther than that, but that's right around the same area I was.
Yeah, that's funny, because I think I'm around the same spot, too. I think I maybe got a little bit further, because I think I saw them introduce Yoda. Is that before that, or after that? That's after that, right?
That's after that.
Yeah. I think I saw
but
that.
But yeah, I like the Rogue One also. It was funny that, like, I took my wife, and I think my wife is basically a Star Trek fan.
Oh, she didn't dig it.
It was a little too long for her. She's like, yeah, I'll just stick with Star Trek. But I was happy to see a lot of things in Rogue One. First, I was happy to see that there's more than two women in the galaxy.
Fair enough. That is true.
I was like, wait a minute, there was a female pilot that was fighting.
Yeah.
Dark Star clans, and in the whole meeting whether or not to go after the plants in the first place. So I was happy about that.
Oh, and yeah, speaking about more women being in it, and I forget who told me this, and so I might be completely making this up, but I'm pretty sure somebody told me this, or I read this somewhere, that some of the, originally when they filmed episode 4, there were women X-Wing fighter pilots, but for whatever reason, they took them out of the original filming of it. But what they did is they brought them back for Rogue One. So some of the scenes you see, I guess, of the female fighter pilots or X-Wing fighter pilots are actually from episode 4.
Oh, what?
But like, well, yeah, I think a lot of the like pilot cockpit scenes are from
from
episode 4.
So, yes, you recognizable characters and stuff like that. But I guess some of the female characters that are in those scenes are
interesting.
Are from that. Yeah, I can't remember where I heard that from. So, all right. Maybe everybody Google that.
And see. Find out whether or not he heard that from...
Maybe it could have been a fever dream. I was sick. Yeah, exactly. I was sick for a while there, so...
There were fever dreams.
Fever dreams of female X-Wing fighter pilots. That's what I dream about.
I have those frequently myself.
Oh man, there's
and another thing. I'm happy to finally figure out what those Hammerhead class cruisers can do.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, those are one of the like ugliest ships, and it's like, what's the actual functionality of it?
And now we know, bringing down Star Destroyers.
Yeah, that was no doubt. That was probably one of the cooler scenes in the film.
Yeah,
I thought,
most definitely.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So, some things that I think the movie did right is it brought out the terror. The frightfulness that you would receive from having a weapon of mass destruction that kind. You got to see it from the world's perspective of a lesser of, hey, we're just going to destroy the city, and then watching it just come out.
Yeah.
And even more so than the power of Alderaan, because you didn't know anyone on Alderaan at that point. You just knew Princess Leia's parents were there.
And he kind of saw a little poof in space. It was done.
Yeah. And then an asteroid field that causes problems. But both times that you saw that weapon used...
Yeah, yeah.
It was...
And I think this Star Wars movie is probably more... There were more wars in it than any other Star Wars movie.
Sure, it was a Star War.
Yeah, yeah. And from beginning to the end, because I mean, man, there was some serious fighting in it. So.
And is it just me, or is director? I want to say Krennic, the main bad guy.
Yeah.
Besides the ending, is he one of the luckiest guys, like in the world before his eventual demise? I mean, he got shot twice with a blaster, and like stormtroopers have gotten shot in lesser places and have died.
Well,
the man's been shot like twice in his chest, and he still keeps surviving.
Well, and
I don't know if I would say lucky.
Yeah. I would say though. The heroes are lucky because they just never get shot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Before his, you know, the eventual demise, I'm just like, this dude just can't die. He's literally got to take the Death Star to kill this guy.
I would say this, though, too, though, about the stormtroopers being depicted in this film. They could shoot. They could aim.
Yeah.
They could aim.
They hit things.
They hit things for sure.
So that leads credence to the theory that the reason that stormtroopers never hit anyone in the original trilogy is because they weren't actually aiming for them. They were always trying to let them get away to get to the bases or, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Maybe they were sympathizers.
Or they had orders to, you know, let them get, hey, don't shoot my son or his friends.
Yeah.
Because they were talked about as being very precise. Mm-hmm. Mads Mikkelsen continues to win the lottery of life and be in every
awesome movie,
every major series of movies.
Yeah, his role in this was awesome. What about the Death Troopers? Man, I really wanted to see more of them.
Yeah,
you know,
I wanted to see more of them, but I also then wondered why they were there and I'd never seen them before.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of don't want him to change things up too much.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the greatest thing of all. Darth Vader.
Oh, yes. Dude. At the end.
I was watching a war movie and all of a sudden a horror movie broke out.
Hey, right?
Like, this is the darkness and then you just hear and the lightsaber and then it's all of a sudden just everyone dying.
And the panic from the rebel.
That scene will make you fear Darth Vader more than anything that had happened in any of the previous Star Wars movies.
Absolutely. And
I want to see 2 hours of that. I want to see a Star Wars movie that's just fearful rebels trying to keep Darth Vader from getting a hold of something.
Yeah. If it was 2 hours of them just trying to keep the plans away from Darth Vader.
I would watch that movie too.
Just cutting through them.
Man, it was crazy. It was crazy.
And you gotta wonder about the guy who had the plans in his hand and was just like, "Hey, take the plans." And the other guy on the other side of the door was like, "What? What do you want me to do?"
Yeah.
Like,
no. Watching everybody get destroyed.
I'm good.
Plans.
Thanks. I've got some.
Exactly, man. But I think I want to rewatch like the beginning of episode 4 just to add additional context to that scene, because now it seems like there's so much more weight to the beginning.
Well, sure.
Scene, you know?
And
he had no idea, really.
And that's why he's so easily dismissive of Leia at the beginning when she's like, we're on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan, and he's like, "You're a part of the rebel," you know,
exactly.
Finger wagging,
choking
people out and stuff.
Yeah.
If
this is a diplomatic mission, where's your ambassador? And all that kind of crazy. Well, man, it's so much. You know, him going to 11 in the beginning of episode 4 makes more sense. I think.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I want to know how much time frame there was between the docking or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, was that like a right away thing, or was that like, oh, hey,
yeah,
3 hours have passed and I might be a different ship?
Yeah.
Or like, we've never lost sight of you, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we know you have the plans.
You're 15 feet away from a battle.
We know who you are.
But we got to see Bail Organa again as well, tying it into the prequels.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
I like that too.
Kind of makes everything kind of feel more uniform and
at least even more so than before, because I mean, I don't know, the prequels never made anything feel uniform, I don't think.
Oh,
you know.
No. No, not really.
Yeah. But
I did have a question though.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Do you feel that director,
is it a question or an issue?
Actually, a question.
Okay.
All right.
Do you feel that director Krennic was incompetent? And here's why I asked this question, is because he first he let, you know, what's the main lady's name? K- character, her family, his, her
father. The Ursos?
Urso, right?
Urso, yeah. Let him and his family escape for the first time, getting away from him from the Death Star. That's how. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's number one. So then, you know, he finds him again. But then at the scene where they're at the base and he brings out all the engineers and he kills, like, the engineers, it's like, dude, so all the people who know how to work, how the Death Star works, you're just going to kill them and just leave one engineer. It's like, now you got to go get more engineers because the Death Star is not completed yet. So why would you just kill all your engineers?
Well, I think that those engineers were specifically weapon engineers. The laser, the big laser, because that's what Mads Mikkelsen's character was working on specifically, and they were done with their work. So at this point, all you need is repairmen. I don't need the guy that designed the whirlpool. I just need the Maytag man. I just mixed brands there, something fierce, but I don't necessarily think killing your brightest minds is probably the best
course of action. Right. Yeah.
But I don't think he's incompetent totally. I'm made to believe that he had a long-term hateful relationship with Tarkin. So I think that might be in the book that I haven't read yet.
Because it seemed more kind of like they were friends. And when he abandoned, he felt hurt that he left and disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only read about stuff that was in the book, so I can't really speak that much to it. But it seems like Tarkin was looking for an excuse to take over.
Yeah, it did kind of seem that way.
And I thought they did really good with Tarkin.
With the CGI?
Yeah.
I mean,
it looked weird to me, but I think it only looked weird because I know that the actor's dead and there's no way he looks like that.
Or even if he
were alive, he wouldn't look that way.
He wouldn't. No.
Like whereas with Princess Leia, it was I thought a lot more obvious.
Yeah. I think so too. There were points where I thought the Tarkin portrayal of him, it was really good most of the time.
Yeah.
There were some moments where you hit the like that uncanny valley business where you're like, oh no.
Oh, am I watching the Polar Express?
Yeah. exactly. Where you're like, oh, I don't know. Okay. But I mean, it wasn't enough to like destroy the movie for me or anything like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was done really well.
The other thing was is every time Tarkin was there, I was staring at him.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
So that would probably be... I'm going to notice that a little bit more so than...
It was funny that my mom, when they went to go see it, she honestly didn't know that this was before episode 4.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Until the end. She's like, oh, wait. She's like, oh, wait. This is Star Wars. This is the beginning of Star Wars, she calls me. I was like, hey, I didn't realize this is the beginning of Star Wars.
It was more of a prequel than the prequels.
So I watched episode 3 with my mom, and my mom, when it announced that, oh, there's two, right at the end, oh, there's twins, there's two babies, and the first one comes out as Luke, my mom, who apparently completely forgot everything, just screams out in the theater, Han Solo! I was like, no, Mom, no, Leia, I can't believe I'm your kid.
She could have said Spock.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have taken it, making it even worse. Spock and Kirk.
McCoy!
Yep, McCoy!
God!
Oh, man. No, but I liked some of the like little hidden things, too, when you got to see... I can never remember those guys' names, and I meant to look them up before we were going to get on the podcast. But the two guys that were in the cantina.
Oh.
That we saw that had like the worst day ever.
Something Baba. Panda Baba.
Yeah, Panda Baba. And the other
dude. I can't remember
the
other dude's name.
Gets his arm chopped off by Obi-Wan. So,
you know, or we could go by the old figure names, Walrus Man.
Walrus Man. Yes.
which is, that's really a better name.
Yeah.
When you think about it, like, how bad of a day did those guys have? They survived that giant explosion from the Death Star, you know, destroying that city.
A week later, probably dead in Tatooine.
Get their arm cut off by a Jedi.
By a crazy old hermit.
So, but no, I thought that was
kind of... Have you ever seen the Robot Chicken? One with those two?
No, I don't...
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So, they're, like, in the bar, and the one guy's, like... They're at the bar, according to Robot Chicken, they're at the bar celebrating a promotion at work. And they come walking up, and they keep translating what Walrus Man would be saying. And so, like, he's like, my friend here doesn't like you. He's like, that's not what I said at all. You know, and... I don't like you either. Why are you doing this? Like, and it's like just a gag to them, where he's just trying to act all tough, and then like gets his arm cut off.
That is hilarious. Oh man, Robot Chicken, you gotta love it.
Yes.
But yeah, no. I thought I really liked it too. It did just make me wonder, though, like, you know, like I said it before too. Like, I just wonder what. What didn't they have before? What did they add when they reshot some stuff? Or, you know,
I was telling Rick during the great laptop search that I read that Gareth Edwards would shoot things that he never intended to be in the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that he would see something that he thought looked really cool, and then he would shoot it. Which explains, there's a scene in the trailer where she's walking down the hallway and turns around, and then it's not in the movie at all. apparently that is an example that he gave of something that he just thought looked cool, and he didn't know if he would ever get a chance to use it, but he shot it. And I imagine that the water scene with the
cape,
with General with the cape, might have been the same thing.
Because, I mean, those are pretty awesome looking scenes. Yeah. They had the TIE fighter coming up too.
Yeah, like you said, the TIE fighter stuff. Yeah.
I think it's going to come out eventually that they originally had a different ending.
I could kind of see that, yeah.
The TIE fighter makes that scene more dramatic than her just walking to the other side, which is what actually happens at that point. So
that is true. Yeah. Yeah, it makes me wonder, too. Like, I don't know. Because the rumors that I heard, and I don't know, you know... They're rumors, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt, I guess. that the actor that played Erso...
Felicity Jones.
Felicity Jones. Thank you, thank you. She was actually signed on to do two films.
Oh.
But... What's the other film? You know, at this point. So it does make you kind of wonder. Maybe there were thoughts of having... her character survive, and maybe the other one's dying, or something like that. So, I don't know. Who knows?
She meets up with a bunch of Bothans and try to steal the other Death Star plans.
The other, yeah. And it makes me wonder too, when they were rebuilding the Death Star for in Jedi, were they going to do the exact same thing? They're still going to have the exact like same vulnerability.
I will mention, I may have mentioned on the podcast before, why do they have plans of an unfinished Death Star?
They killed the engineer.
That's right, yeah.
But if you don't steal building plans and it'd be like, okay, this is what day 45 of construction is going to look like, you have completed building.
Yeah, that is true.
They bring
that
up the plans for the Death Star and it shows an incomplete Death Star.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. Yeah. It's not like a... Yeah. You don't have plans for a house and it just has your living room in it or something
right.
like that. Yeah, yeah.
Like 3/4 of a wall build or something like
that. Yeah. That's... Man, if that's what they did, the Empire deserved to fall because that's some pretty poor planning.
That is.
Well, maybe it was like one of those update pictures. Here's the updated picture.
It worked in progress. They could have just had that down.
Just a little Google car goes flying past the Death Star with its little...
They blur out the disc.
They blur out the stormtrooper that hits his head walking through the... Yeah, these plans brought to you by Google Maps. Maybe that's what that little droid was that Chewbacca scares.
Oh, the little one goes rat around the hallway. Yeah. Turn around. That could be. That makes sense. It's the
over the galaxy.
Yeah. Makes sense. I could see it. All right. Do we have anything else to say about Rogue One or?
Like I said, Rogue One was pretty good. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about it. All
right, so we move on to Westworld.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yes. So, and I think we've all watched it now. So. Yep. What were your thoughts on it, Sam?
Okay. From episode 1 to 9, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And episode 10, I'm going to be honest. I was kind of disappointed.
Really? What?
I was kind of disappointed.
You're kind of disappointed in episode 10. I guess maybe right now, before we get any further, spoilers for Westworld. I guess we probably should have said that for Rogue One. We kind of talked about that old movie. But, yeah, so spoilers for Westworld. What disappointed you about episode 10? That there was, you know...
Because I guess for me, it was just kind of so predictable. Yep. It was like... It was predictable to me because it was like I knew for a fact that, you know, Dr. Ford was something was going to happen to him, which I have a theory on that, if that's really him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of my hangups were where is the security of Westworld? Like, if you're gonna have like this whole gala, you mean to tell me you have this whole big gala and there's no security people anywhere that's like, hey, why is that...
Well, spoiler alert, the security people were otherwise engaged with the planned escape of Maeve
and her friends. I understand that, but wouldn't there have been some sort of security detail already assigned to just watch over the party? I mean, if you have the guy who literally creates the whole park there and all the like shareholders, you would have thought, hey, as a security personnel, you would have at least maybe one or two people there, and like no one's seen this android walking up with the gun in her hand, like literally walking up with the gun in her hand. So no one's like, hey, isn't that a little weird that her walk pattern was completely, it wasn't like she just came out of the dark, she literally came from the side, which everyone can still see her, walk across the stage behind them, then walk up to the stage, then walk, took a right, and then was behind the guy. It was like she took the longest route to get to Anthony Hopkins.
Well, it was very dramatic.
Yeah.
It was like the longest. I'm like, does nobody not see this?
Yeah, but you know, like so much of the stuff was staged as it was anyways. It seemed like they were kind of putting on shows for people as they were having that gala.
So they might have just thought it was a...
part of the show. I mean, yeah. People were shooting guns and shooting bottles off.
And if you'd be surprised. If you're focused on the center of attention, you might not notice a person walking up with a gun. And I say that as someone who has seen Marilyn Manson in concert up close. And I was watching Marilyn Manson as apparently some lady with a shotgun comes walking up behind him and fake assassinated him. And I didn't see any of it until I was covered in his fake blood.
What? Really? Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, and, you know, immediately my mind goes into, well, that's cold, so that's probably not real blood. And I look and see her dressed up. But I did not notice her prior to.
Maybe it's just me, because I'm like, this woman is taking an awfully long, like, trip just to, like, get to the back of them.
I don't think Ford's dead though.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, does Ford even like Dolores. I mean, because I think he still blames her for Teddy's death, and he just made her the bad guy. Like, what's the end game of having them act all this out? To basically,
I think, my personal opinion, and this may be proven completely wrong, is I think once Bernard was gone, I think, not Bernard, Arnold. Once Arnold was gone, he decided to continue on with his work to try to complete. Basically, he's got a god complex, and he wants to create sentient beings, and that's my take on it. Is that he wants to create a world where I think he doesn't like people too much anymore, and as far as he's concerned, he's creating his own battle for control between the androids and the
humans.
Yeah,
because that was kind of my takeaway from it too. Like he was looking for essentially a way to evolve humanity, and because he even kind of alluded to it at the one point, I think, in that last episode where however long, I forget exactly how he says it, like what it's been there for 30 years or something like that.
Right.
This whole time is just them to train and basically learn about their enemy. And now that they've kind of woken up, now they kind of know about, you know, humanity, what humans behave like, how they react to things. And right. So that's kind of like how I saw it, which I think is, you know, a decidedly different take than the original Westworld story.
Sure.
You know, but I think it's a far more interesting one personally, just because it deals with so many other topics. And but just, you know, just even thinking that, like, well, Ford's not really dead. Well, really, you don't know who's dead and who can't be dead, or who could be dead, and, you know, who's yeah. human and who's not.
Right.
It's, you know, it's, so I mean, that's the thing I think that's kind of interesting about it, is that, you know, I could see that maybe ultimately getting old as a storyline plot, you know, as it evolves, but as it is so far, I think it's been handled really originally, and it's been pretty, it feels pretty new and fresh.
You know what would not get old to me? Samurai World.
That's why I was like, how can you be disappointed in episode 10? Samurai World. I know. When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's
I want that show.
That's what I want to see.
But yeah, that was cool and stuff, but it was kind of like the security that was fighting the two outlaws. Like, you mean to tell me you guys have been trained and you guys still can't kill? And I understand they're two androids, so they're like faster reflexes, but you guys like surrounded them and literally, you're just standing there while they just shot at you.
But the security, if you remember from earlier on, is trained to not kill the androids. They're trained to walk up and try to talk to them and get them to stand down.
But they've already had their guns drawn. It's already was shooting. So it's basically, you already know that you're going in there to take these things out. That's what they said. They like take them out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it seemed to me like maybe the guns were more of a precautionary thing, and it was probably something they'd never actually ever used before, because I don't think they ever really had an event like that occur.
Yeah, but I mean, if you got those big guns, I mean, at least shoot, because there were times where they would have the gun drawn, and like they were just standing there, and the two droids would just turn around just mowing them down. I'm like, dude, you could at least had two or three shots. I mean, you may have not hit them, I would have been satisfied. But you had like two or three shots before they would have shot you.
Maybe they had silencers.
Like nothing went off.
They're I'm just joking.
Like, you see two guys get shot already, and the third guy's just standing. I'm like, wait a minute, dude, you just saw your two buddies literally just get shot like 5 seconds ago. Like, all you had to do is start opening fire. So that was just me.
I think they're panicking. That's what I think. That's what I boil it down to. Panicking.
That could be the case.
Yeah.
I do have maybe you guys can answer this question for me.
If not, I will make up an answer.
All right. In episode 9, Ford has a picture of him, Arnold, and there's a third person. Now, I looked at the picture. It doesn't look like it's William / Man in Black. So I don't know who the third person is in the photo. I have it because I took a picture of it. I can forward it to you guys, but it is interesting to me because I kind of thought that I was like, who is this other person in the picture? And like I said, it to me, it wasn't Ford. It looked like someone else. Let me see. I sent it to you guys' phone.
Take a look.
So you can see Dr. Ford and you can see Arnold. That third person in the middle, I don't know who that is. And like I said, it doesn't look like William / the Man in Black, so I don't know if that's going to be a factor or something else.
It could be. Maybe the creator of Samurai World.
I only see two people in that photo.
Aha!
Nice.
I love it.
And could this be like a blueprint of what kind of happened in Blade Runner?
It could be. Could be. Lead directly into that, yeah.
And speaking of segues, how about the Blade Runner sequel?
Oh, man.
Preview.
That looks pretty awesome.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah. That's that and what about the new Alien prequel? Oh, what the heck is it even called? I forget what it's called.
Covenant.
Alien Covenant, yes.
Yeah.
That looks pretty promising as well.
I got one last thing for Westworld.
One last thing.
The actor who plays Teddy, James Marsden?
Oh, yeah. James Marsden, yeah.
Yeah. Is it just me or this dude just gets screwed by women every movie that he's in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all the time. Like Superman Returns, the X-Men movies, The Notebook, 27 Dresses. It's like him and women.
Whoa. Whoa, wait. Where?
What was the last one?
These. Where are these movies? Wait, what movies?
The Notebook. And 27 Dresses.
Okay.
Those are the
10 chick flicks. All right. I now know two of your issues.
Hey, I'm securing my manhood.
That's
huh? Oh, no,
those are topics for the Valentine's episode.
Yes. I've not seen 27 Dresses. And I've not paid attention to The Notebook. I've been in a room when it was on.
Right. I had to be in the theater when it was on, so...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, though, right?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
There's sacrifices we all have to make. 27 Dresses.
I've never even...
I've heard of that, but I don't even...
That is with him and... Heidi Heigler?
Catherine Heigl?
Yeah, Catherine Heigl. There you go. She's like been a bridesmaid for like 26 weddings or something like that. And,
oh, I get the name of the title now.
Yeah.
And so it was the whole debacle of she and all these weddings, and she ever going to be a bride? And he was doing an article about her, something. So that's that.
Don't act like you don't know the plot.
27 Dresses.
Yeah. You have it on DVD and Blu-ray and
the poster. It's the wallpaper on your phone.
It's the wallpaper on my phone, and on rainy nights, I sit down, put that in with a glass of. Glass of red wine and by the fireplace.
There you go.
And look at all my dresses.
Some things that I'll say about Westworld. I don't know who the person in the picture is, by the way. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Maybe we should post it on
maybe it's the Man in Black's I don't know, or maybe who funded it to start with?
Yeah.
Like his future father-in-law or something.
Yeah, maybe that's who that is. And maybe we'll find out. I mean, there's a whole other season that, you know, we have no idea what they're going to do.
Right.
Particularly the way the season ended.
Yeah.
Makes me like, what's going to happen? Is it just going to be all-out robot apocalypse?
Right. I just find it interesting that, you know, the Man in Black wanted, you know, to actually get hurt. And it's like, oh, now this is a challenge. Like, dude, you could have walked outside. And
Yeah, right.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's repercussions when you kill people in the real world.
That's true. There you go. Yep.
So maybe he was taking the advice of in the movie Pixels and say, just try to live when you're playing a video game. So don't try to die.
And the one of the things that I just wonder too, like, I think one of the greatest things about this season, at least the first season of Westworld, is just the tension that was building up throughout the entire season of, like, you know, you kind of knew eventually.
Yeah.
You know, now that it's happened, now that we see kind of end, you know, the season with, okay, all the robots are there to go, you know, kick some ass. Is there going to be tension next season the same way? I'm sure they can probably create tension in different ways, but right. Like, that's what I really liked about the tension, I think, is that you were wondering, you were waiting the whole time for it to happen.
Well, yeah, and
you know,
my complaints about the first season to start with was I felt that they were covering the same ground over and over again, but then it turned out that they were actually just covering the same ground over and over again, separated by 30 years. You know, so my complaint became now I need to go rewatch those with this in mind. By the end. So, yeah, I don't have too many complaints. I was on the subreddit related to it, and they figured everything out like way early, like months and months ago. They were like, I think that Bernard is going to be an android of Arnold, and his last name will be Bernard, because we know that Arnold's last name was Weber, and so I think his last name will be Lowe, or vice versa, I can't remember, which it was, because those are the same letters in each name, you know, and they figured that out and was like, okay, well, you figured that out 3 months in advance, good job, buddy. So next season I'm staying off of Reddit.
The Bernard thing, that totally caught me off guard. I didn't expect that.
When he said what door or whatever, I was like,
Yep, yeah. The Man in Black thing, I kind of was suspecting that.
Yeah, we had talked about that early on.
Yeah. But we
had secret conversations, Stan, that we couldn't include you in because you were behind.
That's right, we did.
Now
we're coming out and telling you.
Yeah. Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
Oh man. Thanks, we all Sam. Came out this episode. Us with that, and you with your 27 dresses.
But I liked how they unveiled that at the end when they actually said they confirmed it, that it was, in fact, the Man in Black was.
Yeah.
You know.
I like the way they did it. The guy that played Bernard/Arnold, Jeffrey Wright. I thought was fantastic.
I thought he was great, too.
What a great portrayal.
Yeah. What else has he been in? Because he looks super familiar to me, but I can't think of what else he's been in. But he's awesome. He's an awesome actor.
Man.
Because he was probably one of my favorite characters.
Casino Royale?
Oh, yeah. I remember him in that now.
Did a lot of voice works. Oh, Mockingjay. The Hunger Games.
Yeah, he's in the Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's Beatty, the scientist, former winner.
I've only seen one of those movies. I think
that. Oh, if you didn't watch one. If one of them weren't the last two, then you didn't see them.
Oh, okay, then I guess I didn't see them.
They're decent. They're not
great. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of things, but I don't know how big of a role. So.
He's one of those guys where you're like, oh, yeah, I did remember seeing him.
And yeah, he was in the side co-star dad in the background with the guy.
Mm-hmm. But, like all those, Evan Rachel Wood and Thandie Newton, Ed Harris was always good. Yeah, Anthony Hopkins is always great.
I could watch like hours and hours of just Ed Harris and Anthony Hopkins talking about whatever.
Right.
You know, they were awesome to see on screen together.
So, I highly recommend Westworld.
Yeah, I do too.
It's not my favorite show of all time, but it's good.
It is good. It's definitely kept my attention and got me hooked. So,
yep. All right.
I guess that probably wraps up our Westworld discussion. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add, Sam? Or
be on the lookout for Justice League versus Suicide Squad. There are two. Right now, as we talk, it's going to be 3 issues already out. So I think check that out. The writer is Joshua Williamson, and the artist is Jason. And it's the when Batman realized that Amanda Waller is using criminals to do activities, as we all know, because the Suicide Squad. The Justice League goes and tries to confront her and the Suicide Squad, and they get to a big tussle, but there's a bigger threat because now there's a group of super villains who are coming to try to kill Amanda Waller, and they seem to be very dangerous. One of them is Lobo, and who's leading them is Max Lord. So it looks promising. So check it out. The major players, as you know, is Batman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Flash, Cyborg, Killer Croc, Deadshot, Harley Quinn. You know, those are the Suicide Squad people, and the bad guys, or even worse than the Suicide Squad, is Lobo, Maxwell Lord, Dr. Polaris, Emerald Empress, Johnny Sorrow, and Rustin. So, it looks interesting. I've been reading it, and check it out. So that's my comic watch for today.
Gotcha. Speaking of Justice League, did you guys happen to see... I guess there's 2 things that I kind of want to talk about. But the Justice League action, I don't know if that's... Yeah, did you guys watch that at all?
I did not.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good. So far, I don't like as much as I used to like the Justice League Unlimited or those... You know, those ones are... I think they're just... cream of the crop of animated superhero series.
Right.
And then also on top of that, I think Sam might know where I'm going with this, the announcement that CW made.
Oh, yeah.
First off, you know, they're renewing all the superhero shows already. So, yay! And they're bringing back Constantine.
Yep.
Which I'm pretty happy about. It's an animated form. But it's going to have Matt Ryan reprise, at least do the voice of Constantine. I would like to see them do another live-action series, though. But this is a step in the right direction, and I'm pretty...
Right, it leaves the door open.
Exactly.
Yeah. I really liked him as Constantine.
I did, too. I loved it. And I could see them maybe, you know, okay, they have the animated series. He does the voice for the animated series. Because they've kind of had Vixen... on the other shows and still have had a Vixen animated series on the CW. So, I could see maybe them having Constantine in the animated form and then also appearing on the shows in live action. At least that's my thoughts. I was hoping it was. So.
We can only hope. So,
CW, make it happen.
There you go.
So. All right. I think that's all we got.
That's all of our issues.
That's all of our issues for today. All right. Well, I guess we'll sign off and we'll go from there. Catch us on Facebook at All My Issues. Look for us there. AllMyIssues.com on the interwebs.
AllMyIssues@gmail.com.
Not there. You go. At All My Issues on Twitter. And is there anything we're leaving out? I'm sure there is. Oh, find us on Instagram also, I guess, and other social media platforms. So, yep. All right.
Also on iTunes and Google Play.
There you go. Look for the podcast. All right. Thanks for listening.
Later.
See ya.
is the best.
No way.